Number 54. Before we go on, though, I'd like to ask for prayer for a family member of my wife who is about to step into eternity, probably tonight. The gospel's been shared with him through the years, and he doesn't, as far as we can tell, he doesn't see that he needs a Savior. He's ready to step into eternity by himself on his own merits. And it's just, it's sad to think that he doesn't know what's beyond the grave, and he's not asking questions. He's ready to take whatever's there. And he's thinking he's gonna argue his way out of it. How do you argue with the God that knows your thoughts? That knows everything you've done? That's bad enough. Everything you've thought. I don't like hanging around with people that dream about murder and other nasty things. And you think God wants to hang around with people that plot revenge and murder? And so, the God that can see your heart, what are you going to say to him when you step into his presence? You know, for Christians, I've been thinking, the presence of God, for a Christian, that's going to be, I think, a scary thing, but a good scary. And I'm kind of looking forward to it. Because my heart needs shaken up. And the God that we see, we know, already loves us. How do we know that? He's proved his love. Asking his son to stand in our place. So for those who think they can talk their way past God, convince God that everything's okay, I've ignored you all my life. You just got to take me the way I am. Excuse me, this is the God that created the universe. I was watching some science expert on YouTube, and he just couldn't believe that this is too crazy. The God that the universe is just too big. And I was thinking, you just don't understand who God is. Yes, he's bigger than that thing that you're impressed by. None of us, maybe there's a few. I can't speak for everybody, but I think we, even Christians, we underestimate who God is. I'm one of them. I think when we see him in person, it's going to be awesome. We can't get to the bottom of his creation here, and he's planning to show the ones he loves, the ones who have trusted him. He has got plans beyond our imagination. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness through Christ Jesus. He's gonna be showing off. And we're going to get to enjoy that. Yeah, let's pray for a moment. Dear Lord Jesus, we got onto this subject thinking about a relative that, Christian, he's got the name, but he doesn't have the faith. Christian Calcagno. Lord, if you could some way have mercy on him and open his heart, open his eyes while he's on his deathbed, There are family members who know the gospel that are visiting him now. Open his eyes, open his heart before he steps into eternity and it's all over. There's no turning back. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for reaching out with this message of love. And we pray that you would have mercy on Christian. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
I was.
seven, six, five, four, three,
two.
She missed the blast off song. She wants to do it again.
How many kids want to do it again?
2nd time around.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. And before we introduce our next guest, Greg Allen has been playing without music again. Thank you. When I was a young person, it seemed like nobody played the piano except me. And there was a couple others, but I often played, and then there was always music. And then I was introduced to a hymn sing without music, just fend for yourself. And then all of a sudden, there's a lot of people that play the piano. And so tomorrow night, we'll have someone different that can play without music. So things have turned around in the piano department. Thank you, parents. I thank you, Mom and Dad, for pushing us. And that's the story of most piano players. Parents behind them that push. And in the end, we're thankful. But it's painful, I know. So Bob and Barbara Tony were going to have a song for us.
I want to say that Barb has a special talent with music. And sometimes we wake up in the morning and she says, I got a tone in my head. I've got to go write it down before I forget it. And so she has put a lot of scripture to music. One of those scriptures is Matthew 11, 28 to 30. And I want to sing it. If you want to turn to your Bibles, you can sing along with us, too. Hopefully, it's something that will be a blessing to each one. I found it a blessing. This is one of her better ones, in my judgment. So, come unto me, come unto me. All ye that are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Oh, come unto me, all ye that labor, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light, and ye shall find rest to your souls. I know it's hard to stick for one, but... little bit of it into it, yeah, and maybe some have recorded it. You can learn it a little better. I found it a blessing.